Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by the project director of Perry's Academic, Cultural, and Enrichment Services. You know it better as PACES, and you know her as Mary Hillman. So Mary, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me as well.
So we are talking about some stuff that you have coming up here in the holiday time, starting with the Mitten Wall. This seems like a pretty great program. First of all, just tell us a little bit about it.
We started the Mitten Wall as a project, not only for helping us get supplies that we need, games and books, things that have just been worn out, which is a good problem, but also it teaches service at this time of year to our students, and it's gotten to be very popular as an annual thing.
Okay, what sort of things can people find on the Mitten Wall?
We put on board games that are very popular, puzzles, and we make sure things are age appropriate for each grade level, basic supplies such as glue sticks, markers, crayons, papers. Also for some of the younger grades, we really like to do some educational toys such as Legos. There might be a construction set. Some of the popular games, of course, is Connect Four, Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, Mancala is very popular, checkers, chess, just to name a few.
Okay, so where is the wall located and how can people help out with it?
It is right inside the door at the elementary in the PACES office, and it's next to our Christmas tree, so we look very festive. There's kind of a clothesline with mittens on them. It will have each grade level listed, and as people take them off with little clothespins, they can go shopping with their child, and the kids and the parents stand there together and look and decide what they'd like to get. We ask that they wrap them if they can, because it's fun for the kids to unwrap them after the holidays and put the mitten back on the package. And on the wall, it has a really, I think, neat saying that says, take a hand to lend a hand. And I think it's a really good thought.
Yeah, for sure. Now, when is the last date that people can help out with this?
We will be here through the 21st, our last day with school. So if people wanted to even come in that night and then bring something when we return after winter break, which will be on January 3rd. I also want to say that the concept of this, we started with a Christmas tree, but it has just kind of morphed into this mitten wall. And it really was a brainchild of Lila Modlin, my site coordinator. So I want to make sure she gets credit for that.
All right, a great program there. Now, another thing that you have coming up here is a library club. That's through Miss Suzanne at the library. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, she really wanted to take what we do in the summer, which is wonderful, but really continue with literacy skills and encouraging, especially our older students, how fun reading can be. And so she comes once a month, and we call it Wednesday Library Club with Mrs. S. And the kids just love it. She spends a full 45 minutes with the third graders, and then again 45 minutes with our fourth and fifth graders. We've been checking out books at the library that we can return from Perry Public Library. And then she's been doing programs. She's been doing STEM activities. Yesterday was really cool. It was like an investigative day. So in order to work towards winning, they got in groups of four, and they had to go through all kinds of clues that she had hidden all over a room and then see who could figure out the code to determine what the activity was about. So they really enjoyed that.
Do the kids even have to sign up for that?
No, they don't. And it's actually Wednesday once a month. We started in November and we'll run through March, because after that time, kids get really busy with outside activities. But I really want to encourage reading, a great activity to do in the winter and not just video games and TV.
For sure. All right. Now, a few more things to talk about here. First of all, a program through the United Way that's promoting literacy. What can you tell me about this?
United Way has been a great partner. They provided a really great grant for us this summer, and then I just received another $4,800 from them finishing up the project. But they really want to build on literacy skills, and they have literacy kits for us. And we're going to be letting them know the numbers of those today. It's some really great book series, and they're giving those to us free. So it's great in-kind service, and it really works right in with the other projects we work with them on this summer.
For sure. And then sticking with the funding theme, you mentioned the United Way grants that you got. Where else have you gotten your funding from this year?
Bach Foundation has been an awesome partner for us. I've received a grant from them from the very first time they offered it, and they awarded us $8,500 that will go towards a program that provides the opportunity for us to have the additional needed staff that we need to meet DHS licensing and also provide wonderful opportunities for our students. I also had a great success with our Lights On After School fundraiser and walk, and we brought in $1,370, which I think is great for a small community. We also have worked very well with the county, and there's what's called decatterization dollars through juvenile justice, or DCAT for short. And Jennifer Felt is who I've worked with that project, and we were awarded $4,500 through them. Also, we get private donations, so if somebody is wanting to make one towards the end of the year, you can get credit for that in your taxes. We would really encourage that, but we just received, and actually we're going to award a nice thank you to Paula Sechrist on behalf of Bill Sechrist Memorial Fund of $500 that's going to the program. So we want to thank that family very much.
Absolutely. Just a couple more things to talk about here today. Something that you were mentioning off air that sounds like it's really going to be a pretty fun thing for the kids and a good program as well is the mini marathon. And that is going to be a lot easier for them than you might think.
Yes. You know, I'm real big on fitness. I'm a runner and I love running. But, you know, how can you get a little preschooler to do a marathon? Well, you can do it 1 mile at a time or less. And so if you walk the entire perimeters, including kind of the pod areas at the elementary, it equals 1 mile. And so we are hoping that students can do that at least once a week, starting in January, of each grade level up to our fifth graders, and over time build up to which equals a full marathon, which is 26 miles, 385 yards. In between that, because kids need some rewards, we're going to have some waypoints, as I call them, so they can earn an award at the 5K mark, one at the 10K mark, and if you're not familiar with running, that would be 3.1 miles or 6.2, and then for half marathon, which is 13.2, and then up to the full marathon. So we really think that'll keep our kids exercising well on snowy days, and hopefully we are going to give students till the end of the year, because some nights some kids are not there, so we're pretty excited about that concept.
For sure. All right, last thing I want to ask you about today is you're helping out with the Perry Elks Club and their Christmas dinner. What can you tell me about your involvement with this?
Yes, we have been contacted from the Elks by actually Larry Meacham, and I don't even remember how many years it's been. And they ask us to make the decorations for their tables for their Christmas Day dinner, which is a community dinner. And we are glad to do that. And we're able to do that during our morning center time, since after school is homework. And so once again, my staff, I want to really compliment my staff that they're working with the kids on making the decorations for that. So getting to make merry and help out Perry.
All right. Well, Mary Hillman, Project Director of PACES, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
Yes, I know it's Christmas, but be thinking summer. We have an awesome summer program, and I've already got plans underway, and we will be starting to take registrations probably towards the 1st of February for our present families, and then after spring break for new families. Everyone looks forward to a lot of traditions, our educational opportunities, as well as our educational field trips every Friday. So keep that in mind. We'll be sending home flyers with all of our students. And also, I just want to also thank the Margene Grease Christmas Fund, along with Shop with a Cop, which will be helping some of our families at PACES. So, you know, we've got a great community, and we are Perry.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary, for joining me. I appreciate it, as always.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Hillman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.